In your Bibles to the book of Numbers, the 13th chapter, page 184 in your Scofield Bible, beginning with verse 22, we'll read responsively through verse 27, the 27th verse being the text verse for tonight's message. Numbers chapter 13, verses 22 through 27. We'll read the verses responsively, and let's stand, please, for the reading of this passage of Scripture. And they ascended by the south, and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Shishai, Talmai, the children of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff. They brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron, to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Let's pray. Father, we're privileged among all the people on the earth. We get to be here in this wonderful church among people who know thee and love thee, and trained and taught by a man of God who walks with thee. We're really privileged. We pray that you'd bless now this service. You've got something that in mind concerning what's accomplished, and we pray that you'd work in every heart and help our hearts to be tender. In Jesus' name, amen.
Preaching of thy word. Nothing more important in all the world. You said by the foolishness of preaching, you've chosen to save those that believe. I pray you'd help us tonight as we preach. May this be a life-changing hour for many people. Amen. The spies, as we studied in our lesson this morning and last week in Sunday school, went out to view the land of Canaan, check and see the condition of the land. They returned with glowing reports. And they described the land. In fact, they returned with some grapes called the grapes of Eshcol. They were so big that it took two men and a pole to carry a cluster of those grapes. They came from down Eshcol, Texas. But these grapes, and they came with some pomegranates from the land. People asked them, what is the land of Canaan like? And they said, it's a land flowing with milk and honey. Now, I'm not very smart, but I know that that milk wasn't just poured out of heaven. Somebody had to milk the cows. Somebody had to milk the cows. The land flowed with milk and honey. Be amazed how many people have read that over and over and over again. Just thought that milk just sort of had faucets where the milk came from. You do have faucets where the milk come from. But the land didn't flow with milk and honey unless somebody milked the cows. Let me tell you what made the land flow with milk and honey. I hate to describe it to you. Most of you city slickers never seen anything like it. I used to go to my Uncle Roy's every summer. I spent at least 2 weeks there every summer, and once or twice I spent most of the several times I spent most of the summer. And I had the milk. Now, what do you do is you go out on some, and I was always, when I was there, a hot summer day. You get a bucket and a stool. You go in a stinky barn. You step on some ore. And then you sit down. Now, the thing I always dreaded the most was washing the cow. It was utterly disgusting. But Those of you that have milked, you know what I'm talking about. You had to wash the faucets. And then you've never lived until on a hot summer day that you're milking a cow, and all of a sudden the cow decides to hit you in the face with her tail. The strongest muscle a cow has is the tail muscle. And then, after a while, you milk a little while, and then the cow kicks over the bucket. That isn't as bad as when the cow steps in the bucket. All the time, in a smelly, hot barn, I hate to tell you, but they were not air-conditioned. And no Chanel No. 5 was flowing, odor was flowing through. You fought flies, you fought chickens, and maybe a rat or two, and on occasion a little snake would fellowship with you. Not for long with me. I left the cow and the snake to fellowship with each other. But it's one thing to talk about a land flowing with milk and honey, but somebody's got to milk the cows. You want the land, you've got to learn to milk. And thousands of people had to milk if they had land flowing with milk. This weekend, this past week, we've had graduation exercises. Some of our students got special honors. Now, a few may have gotten honors because they were more gifted mentally than others. But most of the students got honors because they milked the cow. They milked the cow. They did the hard, nitty, gritty work. They studied. They labored. This week, we have our college commencement exercises. And some will be graduate with honors. Somebody be valedictorian. Somebody be the salutatorian. Some will graduate. I never pronounce all those words. Some come laudie or something, and they'll graduate that way. Now, they won't be always the brightest minds. They'll be the ones that took the time to milk the cows. Others did not. Their grades will not be as good in many cases because they don't want the sweat and the discomfort of milking the cows. Now, there's no way to have a land that flows with milk unless somebody milks the cows. And there's no way to have any success in any area of life unless somebody milks the cows. I know preachers who are great men of God. I know preachers who are great preachers. I know preachers that can out-preach Lee Robertson at his heyday or John Rice at his heyday. But they don't succeed much. You know why? They don't milk the cows. Dr. John Rice milked the cows. That nitty-gritty. I'm talking about the study, the hours of prayer, the long hours of work. I'm talking about the tears. I'm talking about the toil. The great secret to success is milking the cows. This land flows with milk and honey. Just didn't have a milk atop a mountain, and like a river or a stream, it flowed down, and all up and down the land you got milk. You got milk flowing. No, hundreds and thousands of people had to milk the cows. Now, the trouble with a lot of you Howells Anderson students, you want to be a success someday because you're good-looking or because you're talented or because you have charisma, but you won't be successful unless you learn to milk the cows. I mean, the unspectacular, nitty-gritty kind of work that goes on behind the scenes that is necessary to success. You won't build a great church, young preacher boy, because you're a great preacher. You won't build a great church because you've got a great personality. You may get a few people to come for a while, but brother, if you don't milk the cows, you won't build a great work. You've got to milk the cows. I'm talking about these fellows that think they can preach without studying, and they no hours of prayer, and no long hours of work, and as I said, no tears and no toil. You come to a church like this, and you hear me get up and blow my stack three times a week, and you say, boy, I'd like to
God to call me to preach, because I like to get up and blow my stack 3 times a week and just let folks know what I think about 3 times a week. That's all you think about preaching, brother. There's a heap of time milking the cows you don't know anything about. I mean, most of the stuff that I do is as undesirable as milking a cow. And most of the stuff that I do is about as much fun as stepping in a big water manure in the barn. And most of the stuff that I do is about as desirable and about as much fun as the sweaty old barn with the rats and the chickens and a snake here and there. I'm simply saying you're not going to be worth a dime in God's work till you learn how to milk the cows. I'm talking about the nitty-gritty stuff. I'm talking about the unspectacular stuff. I'm talking about the stuff behind the scenes. I know singers who can sing better than perhaps many of these folks that sing here. But they never mount anything. Why? Because they don't milk the cows. They think because they have a good voice, they can just pick up a songbook, hand a copy to the organist or the pianist, and get up there and sing because they're gifted. They don't practice, they don't rehearse, they don't pray, they don't milk the cows. But you're not going to have a land that flows with milk and honey unless somebody milks the cows. You're not going to have a church that flows with milk and honey unless somebody milks the cows. You're not going to have a bus route that flows with milk and honey unless somebody milks the cows. You're not going to have a Sunday school class that flows with milk and honey unless somebody milks the cows. I'm talking about the work that smells bad. I'm talking about sweat. I'm talking about prayer. I'm talking about toil. I'm talking about getting up early. I'm talking about staying up late. I'm talking about working while others are playing. I'm talking about praying while others are playing. I'm talking about somebody's got to milk the cows. You look at these businessmen in our church that are successful. They're not successful because they inherited from their moms and dads. They milk the cows while you're playing golf. They milk the cows while you're going bowling. They milk the cows while you're having fun. They're milking the cows. I've seen some of these doctors here in our church go through medical school. I've seen them up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I've seen them studying till 1 o'clock at night. I've seen them work a side job to support their families, and I've seen them milk the cows. All you see is, they get a lot of money from being a doctor, but you don't get that till you learn to milk the cows. I don't care what it is, you're not going to be successful until you learn to milk the cows. I know some Sunday school teachers that are more talented than other Sunday school teachers are. But they don't build Sunday school classes. Sunday school classes aren't built by good lessons. Sunday school classes are built by good milkers. Milk the cows. I'm talking about going to visit the class members. I'm talking about getting to know the class members. I'm talking about hearing the burdens of the class members. I'm talking about feeling the heartache and the heartbeat of the class members. I'm talking about the stuff that's behind the scenes. Not that little lesson you teach on Sunday morning, though that's important. But I'm talking about the preparation. I know some teachers come to Sunday school on Sunday morning. They think for 30 minutes, they can think of something to say. Why, you can read the scripture and you'll think of something to say. I know some other Sunday school teachers that get the list of their pupils down, and they look at the list and they look at the lesson and they say, what can in this lesson is for this pupil and what's for this pupil? What are they doing? They're milking the cows. They're spending time preparing. And let me tell you something else. I've said so often. Success in the Super Bowl is not caused on Super Bowl Sunday. It's called the practice on the practice field when the players milk the cows. Success in the World Series is not caused by the World Series itself. It's caused by spring training. It's caused by weightlifting. It's caused by practicing. It's caused by the nitty-gritty of milking the cows. We got a lot of, at Howells Anderson College, we have a lot of pretty boys. They bump into telephone poles while they look at their hair as they walk by. Anybody does that's not right with God. And a bunch of pretty boys. You think you're going to succeed because the girls whistle at you when you walk by. I'll tell you one thing, brother. You won't succeed because you're pretty. You won't succeed because you're smart. You won't succeed because you're talented. You won't succeed because you can preach. You'll succeed because of the nitty-gritty of the ministry. The milking the cows, if you please. I know assistant pastors more talented than John Colston. I know assistant pastors more talented than Elmer Fernandez. I know assistant pastors more talented than Bill Shutt and Keith McKinney and Ed Lapina and Jeff Owens and Roy Moffitt and Ray Young. I know assistant pastors can preach better than they can and have more charisma than they have. But let me tell you about these men on this platform. These men milk the cows. And that's why they're successful. That man right there on the end, Jim Jorgensen, he's up early in the morning, stays up late at night, works day and night. And some of you little penny-ante fellows criticize him. You're not worthy to shine his shoes. He's learned how to milk the cows. He doesn't have the charisma of some of these winsome kind of charismatic kind of educators. He doesn't have it, but he's learned how to milk. And milks the cows. That's what makes Al Sanderson College what it is. Somebody milks the cows. It's time some of the rest of you folks that work out there decide to milk some cows too. I'm simply saying that the secret to success is milking the cows. You take that guy right there, Ed Lapina. They're youth directors that have more charisma. In fact, I don't know any that have less. But their youth directors have more charisma than Ed Lapina. But the guy milks the cows. He's not one of these, hail, the gang's on here. Come on, kids, let's do it for Jesus. Let's dig it for Jesus. No, he's not that kind of guy. He's the kind of guy that takes some soul in him. He's the kind of guy that teaches him how to pray. He's the kind of guy that teaches the Bible. He milks the cows. And that's the way you get young people. And that's the way you build a youth program. And that's why he's the best youth director in America. Tell you why? Because he milks the cows. That's why. Not much fun to milk the cows. Not much fun to do the things that behind the scene cause success. I know bus men have a lot more charisma than Roy Moffat does. I know bus men have a lot more talent than Ray Young. I know a lot of these bus men that have charisma and a big winning smile, but they don't do much. You know why? Because you don't become a great bus man because you have charisma or a great smile. You do it because you milk the cows. Oh, if I could reach out tonight and let you know that it's character that makes great Christians, and character that builds great churches, and character that builds great Sunday school classes, and character that builds great businesses, and character that brings success. It's milking the cow. You don't look and say, well, look at this land flowing with milk and honey. Somebody had to do this. Somebody had to do this. Somebody had to sweat. Somebody had to go back home and bathe. Somebody had to have a cow's tail swish across their face. Somebody had to have a cow step in the milk bucket. Somebody had to have the cow decide to use the bathroom while they're milking them. Somebody had to sweat, and somebody had to worry, and somebody had to have stink, and somebody had to labor, and somebody had to have discomfort, and somebody had to toil, and somebody had to work. I mean, the land that flows with milk and honey is not an accident. And God does not cause milk to flow unless somebody milks the cows. Boy, if you ever heard a sermon in your life, you hear this one. If you ever let a sermon in your life help you, you hear you let this one help you. It's not by talent. It's not by charisma. It's not by eloquence. It's not by looks. It's not by personality. It's by milking the cows. Go across this line up, this man right here, Ray Young. One of the most famous bus men, if not the most famous in the world. He didn't get that way because he was cute. Because he's not cute. And by the way, I feel sorry for you glamour boys. You guys always, here, listen, if you want to lift some weights, I tell you how you can lift weights. Get you some bus kids and lift them. I wouldn't give you a dime for the whole carload. Pretty boys. Body worshipers. Self worshipers. Hair worshipers. Beard worshipers. Bicep worshipers. Muscle worshipers. Won't you be a Jesus worshiper? Won't you milk the cows? Girls full of props that are good looking. The world's full of cute little glamour girls that don't do anything worth anything. Why? Because they want to spend their time curling their hair and not time milking the cows. You little gals that bump into every telephone pole because you're looking in the reflection of the window of the stores. You think you're the Marilyn Monroe of this day. You probably are. You give me that little gal that goes out on Saturday in the ghettos of Chicago in this great area, and that little gal goes out and she forgets her hair. She fixes her hair and tries to be pretty, but she goes out and she forgets that. and she pours her soul and her heart and life out to those little boys and girls in the Chicagoland area. What's she doing? She's milking the cows. She'll make somebody a good wife one of these days. Why? I'll tell you why. The most important thing to her is not the makeup on her face or Helen Curtis or the shade changing the color of her hair every other week. Most important thing to her is not how she looks. The most important thing to her is milking the cows. And bless God, that's the kind that'll stick with you in everybody else's turn. Milk the cows. The organist in America better than Lane Colston. But Lane Colston milks the cows. You have no idea how hard that woman works. No idea. But that John has a bunch of cows in his backyard out there. She milks the cows. That's why I don't like for you to be talking around while she's playing an offertory. She planned. She milked the cows to make that offertory. She worked on it. There are better choir directors than this man right here, talent-wise, but he milks the cows. It's a science to him. His specials are a science to him. He works at it while others don't work. I know choir directors all across America. In fact, somebody took a poll and said if all the choir directors in America were placed end to end around the equator, it'd be a wonderful thing. I know a lot of these little talented glamour boys. It bothers me when a 45-year-old man wears his hair like an 18-year-old kid. That bothers me. Has a little Shirley Temple permanent. Bothers me. Ain't no mirrors in the barn. You milking the cow. You're not thinking how you look. You're trying to fight for your existence. A lot of these little choir directors walk up to choir practice on a Thursday night or maybe a Sunday afternoon choir practice. No plans at all. Well, what are we going to do tonight? I'll tell you what you'll do. Fire yourself. Quit. Let them get a man for a choir director. This man right here milks the cows. That's why he's the best choir director in America. He milks the cows. That's why this man right here is John Colston. I never say to John, go visit the hospitals. He goes on his own. I never say, have you checked on so-and-so? He does it on his own. You go over there and look at that, that work in the fellowship hall. That man right there has been milking the cows. He's been teaching those boys. Mr. Yoder's been teaching those boys how to do that work. I'm talking about all these men. Keith McKinney and Jeff Owens, young man, works day and night milking the cows. I'm talking about our junior high principal. Talking about Mr. O'Claire. I mean, these guys are not glamour boys or pretty boys, and they're not talented, charismatic kind of personalities. They're good old-fashioned, hard-working men who know how to sweat and know how to toil and know how to give their best and know how to get up early and know how to stay up late. And when the time comes for success, it comes. Why? Because they've been milking the cows. I know better looking missionaries than Rick Martin. I don't know any uglier missionaries than Rick Martin. Except Hassler. Little old skinny drink of water. Looked like when he was here, looked like if he'd grown some, we could have made a thermometer out of him. If he drank a red soda pop, you could tell your temperature. The little drink of water faded into the woodwork here at the college, but kept his eyes open, kept working on bus routes, kept milking the cows. You don't build great missionary works because you're popular or because you're handsome or because you're talented. You do it because you labor. You milk the cows. A lot of folks don't know this. Rick Martin's dad was a preacher in the Christian denomination. In fact, he was on nationwide television as an announcer for a nationwide telecast sponsored by some of the Christian denomination people. Rick Martin was in the Christian Christian denomination college, I think down in Missouri somewhere. I came to preach one night in Springfield, Missouri, and he and a bunch of the students came over to hear me. And they got their hearts burning that night. From that, Rick Martin came to college here. His father, of course, disappointed because he wanted to go to be a Christian denomination preacher. But Rick Martin came here to college. and he milked the cows, and he worked. No glamour boy. He wasn't voted the most handsome boy in the senior class. I'm not saying that if you're good looking that you can't succeed. I'm saying if you know it, you can't succeed. I can sympathize you good looking fellas. I've had that problem all my life. I don't do this anymore, but I had that problem all my life. I'm simply saying if you know you're pretty, you're not milking many cows. If you know you're handsome, you're not milking many cows. You got to go out in the barn. Stink, work, toil, sweat. Have the tail of the cow slap you across the face a few times. Have the cow kick the bucket over a few times. You wish the cow would kick the bucket permanently. Have the cow step in the milk a few times. Have a little snake crawl across in front of you. Have a little rat crawl across in front of you. Have the chickens come across in front of you. And it's sweaty, and it's stinky, and it's hard. But no land ever flows with milk and honey unless somebody milks the cows. There are better maintenance men in America than Randy Erickson. But Randy Erickson milks the cows. He's up here in the morning before most folks get up. And he's here in the evening when most folks are home. And for 16 years, he's bathed his wife because she couldn't bathe herself. He's combed her hair, brushed her teeth. 16 years. And yet, here at First Baptist Church of Hammond, this servant of God, this great Christian, has milked the cows. And you show me a maintenance man in a church whose wife passes away and has the size funeral we had here Friday afternoon. You show me one. Let me tell you why. Because there's a man back there, one of the finest men to ever breathe the breath, who spent his life milking the cows. There are better secretaries than Irma McKinney. There are secretaries that remember to bring to the service the instructions for the sword of the Lord stuff. But Irma McKinney milks cows. I mean, she's here. Her light's on down here sometimes at night. She doesn't have to be here. She's not one of those that when she leaves, when 4:30 comes, she has to take out insurance on getting stampeded with the rest of the folks. She doesn't check the clock to see if it's 4:30 or not. But her light's on at nighttime. Sometimes on Saturday, I look and see her light. Day and night, she's given herself to the cause of God. And she's the most famous church secretary in the world today. Why? She milks the cows. Everybody wants the fame, but nobody wants to milk the cows. Everybody wants the big church, but nobody wants to milk the cows. Everybody wants to be popular, nobody wants to milk the cows. Everybody wants to be well known, but nobody wants to milk the cows. Everybody wants to be famous, but nobody wants to milk the cows. But brother, when the saying is all over, the pretty boys and the lazy boys that see 8 o'clock come and they're still turned over in bed, the lazy guys and the pretty guys and the glamour guys and talented guys will fail in mediocrity and failure. And the guys that are steady and have character and get up early and stay up late and work hard enough and do the nitty gritty and pay the price and milk the cows, that's the crowd that gets the job done for God. They're better at college administrators in America than Wendell Evans and Jim Jorgensen. But they milk the cows. They're better bus workers, more talented bus workers, and better looking bus workers than Roger Castillo. But he milks the cows. We have better professors in the world, no doubt, in some cases, than we have at Howells Anderson. But bless God, most of them milk the cows. Some folks sit around talking while others are milking. You won't amount to anything. You're supposed to milk the cow. You got some time off from teaching, get in your office and study and pray and work or go soul winning. Milk the cows! Didn't say sit around gossip. Didn't say sit around talk. Said milk the cows! That's what success is. We want the milk without milking. We want the results of blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor setteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the river of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in the season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. We want to prosper. We like that last line. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But brother, unless you milk the cows with the 5 points of that verse, you won't have the prosperity. Don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Stand in the way of sinners. Delight in the Word of God. Meditate therein day and night. My Bible said, you milk the cow like that, and whatsoever you do shall prosper. Doesn't say get one of these books on power positive thinking. Doesn't say get some self-motivation books and learn these self. Brother, you don't have to self-motivate. Just get to work. Milk the cows. Cow milkers don't have any books on how to milk cows. Just grab a couple and start squeezing and pulling. Everybody wants the fast route. Listen, you don't have a land flowing milk and honey with a fast route. Somebody's got to milk the cow. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, John 15:7 says, ask what you will and it shall be done. Doesn't say ask what you will and it shall be done. It says you abide in me, my words abide in you. You've got to milk the cows if God answers your prayer. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Psalm 37:4 says, he doesn't say he shall give you the desires of your heart. He said, you milk the cows, he'll give you the desires of your heart. My people call on my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal their land. If a country is saved, it's not saved because of a social security plan. It's not saved because we say no to drugs. It's not saved because we have the Republicans in the White House. It's not saved because we get the right men in Congress. It's saved by milking the cows. My people, call by my name, humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn their wicked ways, milk the cows, and God said, I'll save your land and heal your nation. Psalm 126:5-6, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. You know why we had 5,195 people saved on one Sunday on March 18th? Blessed God, a heap of folks out milking cows for weeks. Oh, no suave preacher stands up and preaches them down the aisle. No dramatic presentation of eloquence. No, sir. It's when God's people decide to milk the cows. I've known a little success in my ministry. I mentioned a little bit of it this morning. But my success, whatever I've known, certainly has not come because of a fair countenance. It certainly has not come because of forensic eloquence. It certainly has not come because of intellectual mind. But bless God, for 43 years, I've been doing the nitty-gritty behind the scenes. Somebody's got to sit in the office for the hour and try to help people. Somebody's got to organize and agonize. Somebody's got to say we'll have to do this, and somebody's got to plan, and somebody's got to take care of arguments and squabbles and fusses between the people, and somebody's got to take care of keeping 567 jobs filled and replacing people, and somebody's got to take care of getting the money in, and somebody's got to take care of organizing the staff, and somebody's got to take care of answering the questions, and somebody's got to take care of staff meetings, and somebody's got to take care of complaints, and somebody's got to take care of the mail, and somebody's got to take care of the business, and somebody's got to take care of the financing of the building, and somebody's got to take care of talking to the architect. Somebody's got to take care of talking to the banker. And somebody's got to take care of letting the bids out and finding who's going to build the building. And somebody's got to take care of helping plan the building. And somebody's got to take care of how to clean the building. And somebody's got to take care of raising the money for the schools. And somebody's got to be backyard or behind the scene. And you say to me sometimes, and I'm sorry you have to say it, Brother House, we wish you could be here more. We wish you could be here more. I'm telling you what, I can't be everywhere because I'm busy milking cows. I'm not a pope. I'm a cow milker. Somebody's got to pray. Somebody's got to spend hour upon hour upon hour on his face before God praying. Somebody's got to dig in the book. Somebody's got to milk the cows. I've known the great preachers in history, in the last generation. Known them well. 22 years I traveled with John Rice. John Rice was not a man of charisma. I've known many, oh my soul, I would say at best his personality was average, charisma-wise. John Rice was no orator. He was no R.G. Lee. John Rice was a plotter, a cow milker, behind the scenes, the nitty-gritty. That is not fun to do. The stink, the odor, the sweat, the toil, the labor, behind the scenes, not fun. He learned how to milk the cows. But I want to say this, and I'll close. Cows must be milked regularly, or you've got problems. You milk cows on schedule. You milk cows regularly. I want to tell you something. A lot of you folks this summer are going to ruin your life because you're going to get out of schedule. Whatever you do this summer, you have a time set every day when you read this book. And I'm not talking about 5 minutes either. Whatever you do this summer, you have a time set every day when you spend time on your face before your God. And I don't mean 5 minutes a day either. Whatever you do, you have a time every week when you regularly go soul winning. And I don't mean just about an hour a week. I mean have a time every week when you tell somebody how to be saved. You go to church every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, and every Wednesday night. You're on vacation, stop and go to church. I don't mean just go to a church. Find out from us where there's a good fundamental church you can attend. Call the church office. Let us tell you where the fundamental churches are. I'm simply saying, keep milking the cows this summer. I'm saying you bus captains, keep milking the cows. I'm saying you Sunday school teachers, keep milking the cows. I'm saying to the staff, keep milking the cows. We may have the three hardest months ahead of us we've had in our history. We're going to have to milk the cows. We've got to milk the cows. Last summer won't do for this summer. We've got to milk the cows. Behind the scenes. Working. Bus calling. Building classes. Visiting classes. I'm not talking about sitting around talking and gossiping about the latest scuttlebutt you've heard. Too much of that going on here. Too much of that going on in our schools. You haven't got anything to do but sit around and talk about the latest scuttlebutt. Won't you get your job making a living with an honest living somewhere? Milk the cows! Milk the cows. The land flows with milk and honey. The truth is, 18 times you'll find in this Bible, 18 times you'll find in this Bible, the land of Canaan flowed with milk and honey. 18 times. How did it flow with milk and honey? I know what happened. There was a dairy nearby that made powdered milk. I don't care if it's powdered or not. It all originated in the same place. Same place. Now then, they got these machines that do it. If I was a cow, I wouldn't give a drop. Brother, back in those days, back when I was a kid, every drop of milk that was drunk, every time a person drank a glass of milk, every time you poured milk on your cereal, every time you poured cream in your coffee, somebody did this. And somebody did this. Somebody did that. The spoil goes to those who milk the cows. Success comes to those who milk the cows. Victory comes to those who milk the cows. I don't know what you're going to do this summer, but I'm going to milk all summer. All summer. Oh, Brother Howells, everybody needs a little time off. You can sing while you milk. Some of you poor folks, you don't know anything about anything. How many ever milked a cow? How many never milked a cow? Dumb. Did you know, how many did not know milk came from cows? You know why that couple back yonder, that family back yonder is going to the mission field about 8 or 10 days? For 3 years they've been milking the cows. And milking some churches, too. Been milking the cows.
milking the calves. That's the way you get it done. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's not by looks. It's not by personality. It's not by glamour. It's not by handsomeness. It's not by eloquence. It's not by charm. It's not by tact. It's by milking the calves. Just milking the calves. Brother, I thank God it's that way or I never would have had to build a church. Because I didn't have all the other stuff. But I can work. I can scrap. And I can toil and I can sweat. And I can get up when the alarm goes off. And I can stay up late. And I can get tired. And I can toil and sweat. If you ever mount anything in this world, it'll be because you milk the cows. If you ever want a church that flows with milk and honey, you got to milk the cows in the background. If you ever want a business that flows with milk and honey, you got to milk the cows in the background. If you ever want a family that flows with milk and honey, if you ever want an organization that flows with milk and honey, if you ever want a Sunday school class that flows with milk and honey, and by the way, let's look at honey for a while. It didn't come out of jars. Bunch of little bees. Little bit here, little bit there, little bit here, little bit there. And that's what makes, as old Dr. Rice said, that's what makes the butter come. The toil, the labor, the sweat, the behind the scenes work. Oh, I wish I was as original as she is in decorating her house. It's not originality. It's milking the cows. I wish I had your way with people. It's not that. It's milking the cows. Boy, she's a brain. She made all A's but one in school. She's a brain. No, she's a cow milker. That's the smartest guy in the class. No, it's not. He's the best cow milker in the class. Boy, he's got a... That guy, I tell you what, everything he touches turns to money. You've got to be kidding. I've touched a heap of stuff. It ain't never turned to money. No, it's not St. Midas touch. It's work. And that's one reason why I detest this welfare system we got. That's why I detest paying these women to have illegitimate children. And that's why I detest taxing a man because he's successful, because he milks the cows all of his life so he can feed somebody, never milked a cow in his life, never worked a day in his life, so he can sit on a television, on a sofa with a pot belly and watch a television program and get his check every month from those that work for him and those that milk the cows. Let's milk the cows. Let's milk the cows this summer. Whatever cow you got, boy, just jerk. Just keep on milking. And keep on milking. I'll tell you what. I've sat there in Uncle Roy's barn, and his barn wasn't like barns up here. You wouldn't believe those barns. I mean, it was a miracle they even stayed up. Those old Texas barns. And I've sat there on a stool, and I've squeezed, and I've squeezed, and I've squeezed. And I'll tell you, I think I must have 5 gallons. Look down, and there's that much in the bottom. And I squeeze, and I squeeze, and I squeeze, and she decides she don't want to cooperate. She goes dry. And I squeeze, and I squeeze, and I squeeze, and my hands get sore. And here's a little old snake crawling across the barn. And the cow kicks the bucket over after I finally get about half full. And then her tail hits me in the face. It's worse than the cat of nine tails that they used on Jesus. Hit me in the face. That's the way we got our milk in the first 200 years nearly of this country's history. While we sat at the table, as I do most every morning, and pour milk on raisin bran. And while we sip our milk and put our cream in our coffee, somebody had to milk the cows. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that character shall be born tonight. I pray success shall be conceived tonight. I pray you'll help the people all over this building to realize what really brings success. It's just milking the cows. Shall we stand? The choir will stand.